It's been a month, baby. Locked up in that tiny little cage, swelling and aching every morning as it wakes you up, trying to get hard. Throbbing and aching every time you see me naked, or dressed up in my sexy lingerie. You've done such a beautiful job of serving me, worshipping me. It is one of my favorite things, seeing your little cock strain in its cage, as I straddle your face and feel your tongue pleasure me. But tonight is the night. You've earned it. One stroke. 30 days, one stroke of your cock. That's the deal. And I always keep my word. I love how you look strapped down the table, so helpless, wiggling your fingers and toes for me. There really isn't much else you can do now, is there? Lips wrapped around that bright red ball gag. I can't resist leaning down and touching them. So full and delicious, I bend all the way down and press my lips to yours and draw your lower lip into my mouth and bite. Softly at first, and then harder, until you whimper for me. Like I said, delicious. And then it's time for the main event. I take the necklace from around my neck and show you the little key that has been keeping you captive for the past 30 days. I dangle it from my finger, letting it sink in. In just a moment, you're going to be free. For the first time in a month, I slide the key into the lock on the cage and turn it, slowly pulling the locking mechanism from the cage. Setting it down on the table beside us. Your cock starts to grow immediately, separating the cage from the ring behind your balls that has held it in place. I gently take hold of the cage and remove it, slowly, watching your cock begin to stiffen. I do my best to gently press your balls through the ring to free you completely. But they're so full, it isn't going to be easy or gentle. I watch your grimace and hear you moaning into your gag as I press one of your swollen balls through. The second one is easier. Then I'm able to slide the ring off you completely. Your cock is almost completely hard now, and I can't resist teasing the tip with my finger, making small little circles around the head, before just brushing the tip of my finger on the underside. It twitches and grows even harder. I smile, admiring how large it has grown in just a few minutes. I lean down close, my lips just inches away from your hard cock and blow. I wonder if just that tiny sensation might be enough to push you over the edge. You try to twist and squirm me, but the straps hold you tight. Your cock is draining now. Hard. Throbbing. Aching and needy. Just one stroke, baby. That's all you've earned, I tell you. I start by coating both my hands in lube, getting them nice and slippery. With my right hand, I make a circle around the base of your shaft. With my thumb and index finger, I slowly tighten it, feeling you throb even more. I can feel your heartbeat as the blood is rushing into your cock, and I start to squeeze and release in time with the pounding of your heart. I wrap my other hand around your cock, touching but not squeezing. You try to raise your hips and fuck my hand, but you're stopped by two heavy leather straps, pointing you to the table. And then I begin. One stroke. The fingers at the base of your cock, ever so slowly moving upward. Once I reach the top and slide away, so does your chance to come for me. My left hand now cups your balls, sliding over them and pulling and squeezing gently. Your brain is having all kinds of problems, separating the pleasure and the pain. Gentle caresses, mixed with firm squeezing, while my fingers circling your shaft. You're straining and twitching even more now, and I lower my head and press my lips to the head of your cock, my tongue touching and twirling and chasing the length of your cock. My lips slide slowly along you as you pull my head away, leaving you even more desperate. There's a bit of precum now, and I touch my finger to it and pull it away, drawing out long, silvery tendrils, almost like a spider web. My fingers circling you are moving faster now, halfway up the shaft. I pause for a moment and go back to squeezing you and releasing, knowing how hungry you are for me to get to the top, to that little spot just below the tip, the spot you need me to touch, the spot that is going to make you come for me. But I want to draw it out as long as possible, and I'm enjoying having my toy freed from its cage to play with. I'm no longer paying attention to anything except your cock, noting every sensation that makes it throb and swell and leak for me. As it does, I feel myself getting wet, thinking about what I'm about to do to you. I know your body, I know your mind, I know your cock. With just this one stroke, I can make you come, I can give you the relief you so desperately need. But I can do other things as well. As I slide my fingers higher, my other hand wraps around you, covered in lube. Slick and slippery, twisting, setting off a storm of sensation in your cock and in your brain. And orgasm starts to rise, first in your belly, and then moving slowly up your cock toward the tip, to that little spot you need me to touch, the one I'm avoiding for the moment. I stroke higher and higher, slowly moving there as the sensation builds. Your insides are boiling, helpless, gagged, desperate, a month of frustration coalescing into the small little area at the head of your cock. So ready. And then I slide my fingers quickly up the rest of your cock, brushing that little spot you need me to touch for just the briefest of moments. But it is enough. Or almost enough. I release your cock from my hands and watch, and it starts to twitch and then pump. So close. So very, very close. And it keeps pumping, trying to come. You're crying now, and trying to beg, but the guy keeps you quiet. I smile and start to laugh as it finally happens. Pumping and pumping, trying to come, only to find a dribble escaping from the head of your cock. Just a few droplets at first, and then slowly it turns into a stream. A month of cum trapped in your bowls, slowly and agonizingly leaking out of you. One stroke, slow, cruel, merciless, just as I planned it. Your orgasm completely ruined. The look in your eyes. Oh God, so lost, defeated, helpless. I can't stand it any longer, and I reach into my panties and start to touch myself. I'm overwhelmed by your expression. In your eyes, I see everything. But mostly, I see your feelings of betrayal. And that pushes me over the edge. I start to come as I watch your cock now getting soft. Limp, coated in your dribbles of cum. I have a second, and then a third orgasm. Nothing turns me on more than ruining your orgasms. And when I finish, I take a small towel and wipe you clean. I hold up your cage and show it to you, making a pouty face. Your balls are still quite full, so it takes a few moments to force them through the ring. But by the time I do, your cock is completely soft. Let's light the cage on, insert the key, and lock it shut. I put my necklace back on and let you sit for a few moments before freeing you. I love the sight of the strap marks covering your flesh, and I take a few moments to run my fingers over them. I dry your tears and run my fingers through your hair, removing the ball gag and wiping the drool from your cheeks and chin. You can only manage a single word. Leave. And your voice cracks a bit as you say it. I tell you it is all going to be okay. And it is only another 30 days before you get to try again. And then I tell you the same thing I say every month. Maybe next month, baby. Maybe.